Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey, and it's time to break out the cameras for some Lady Gaga photography.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so we got to get to this information right away because it's only lasting for a little while. So let's go over this blog post, the Gaga Ooh La La photography, get the camera back out in Fortnite. All right, little monsters, Fortnite Festival Season 2 is reaching its finale and it's time to show off your best Gaga-inspired vibes to send it out with flair. From now until April 15th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern, celebrate all things Lady Gaga with Gaga Ooh La La photography. Your photographs don't have to be from festival, so feel free to do things like play Rain On Me loops atop the lights of Pleasant Piazza, or absolutely tear it up in Gaga-inspired Island. If you want, you can go ahead and showcase your band slaying the festival main stage or jam stage. Just leave no crumbs. What does Lady Gaga, her music, and her energy mean to you? You don't have to have Lady Gaga cosmetics equipped to embody all she represents. So show us your creativity and what you've got. How to participate in Gaga Ooh La La photography? Ready for the applause? Post your best Fortnite screenshots showcasing that iconic Gaga energy using the hashtag GagaPhotography hashtag on X, Instagram, or Facebook, or by using the photography post flare on Reddit Fortnite VR. We'll highlight some of our favorites in a follow-up blog post later this month. Out Papa the Paparazzi by sharing your most glorious Gaga-inspired screenshots. And it has been a while since they've done one of these. They are fun, you know, and it's fun to see, you know, people from the community get highlighted when they decide to pick their favorites. It's always fun to see that. So I'm glad they're bringing that back. So check that out. I mean, again, it's only until April 15th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. So a short amount of time. So get in there and do it now and get involved. Get no prize money or anything, but it's just fun to play around with that stuff. And you know, you never know, you maybe they'll pick your picture and you just get, you know, highlighted and everybody, you know, sees your photos that you took. All right, let's see here. It looks like there's a new starter pack, quest pack in the item shop as well for Rocket Racing, which we haven't even read that update yet, so we'll have to get to that soon as well. But we'll get to that when we get to the item shop. For now, what people are playing: Battle Royale has 145,000, Lego has 30,000, Ranked Battle Royale 53,000, Team Rumble 2,000, oops, Zero Build 203,000, Rocket Racing 5,000, Festival 19,000, Lunar Horizons 3,000, Don't Press the Button 2,000, Red versus Blue Rumble Zero Build 4,000. Let's see here. Go Goated Zone Wars New Weapons 12,000, Lumberjack Heroes 3,000, Farm Life 2,000, Farm Life 4 2,000, Mega World Boss Fight 577, Battle Tycoon 872, and there's a whole lot more to be discovered in that Discover tab. Let's look at these quests. Okay, again, the chorus stuff is still there. Reboot Rally is up and going for 3 more weeks. The story quests weekly. We need to collect gold bars from safes or cash registers. 100 in total. Again, very self-explanatory, right? Anytime you see a cash register, open it and get the gold out of it. And if you come across a safe, open it and get the gold out of it. You know, the easy stuff. Enter bunkers in different matches. Again, very self-explanatory. Like I said, you know, one of my favorite landing spots on the south side of the map, there's that bunker that is just a little bit northwest of it. And, you know, you can, again, fly down to any of the buildings that are near it, and you can see if it's going to open that match or not by seeing if it has chains on it or not. And then you'll know if you can go to that one or if you should search for the next one. But you'll also be in an area where there's a lot of other good material, you know, items and the character you can hire. All right, so there's some tips for some weekly quests. Let's head on over to that item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, we have that new Fortnite Fuse Starter Quest Pack. Let's take a look at what all comes in it. The Mattias outfit, the Fuse Starter Quest Pack, the Fuse Car Body, and then a bunch of decals for the car or for your cars. It's $9.99 USD. If you're from somewhere else, you just gotta look up, you know, how much it is for you in your currency. This Mattias Fortnite style has a silver rush style as well. So it's normally wearing like a black jacket and gray jeans to now when you make it the silver rush, I guess it's like a silverish color jacket and black jeans. All right, so there is that. You got your Lego items, the cars, Lady Gaga, the jam tracks. Today's Thursday. Oh, I guess the new jam tracks come out. What day did they say they were coming out? For Coachella? Maybe it's on Friday, if I remember right now. Anyways, the instruments are still here. The Red Jade outfit is here for 800. You got the Wendell and Walnut bundle. That's got the Wendell outfit, squirrely built-in emote, and the Nut Hutch back bling for 1,200. The Swiper Strikers pickaxe for 800. Or you get that all in the bundle for 1,500, which is 500 off the total. We got a new emote, the Puddle Hopper emote. The rain starts falling down. You pull out an umbrella, and you are just walking along and jumping in the puddles, splashing around, not even really making use of the umbrella. That's 200 V-Bucks. That's fun to do. You know, I'm from Seattle, so you know we do a lot of that. We don't even worry about carrying the umbrella, though. We got the... what's this set called again? The Origin set, so the original default outfits, Headhunter Prime, Vanguard Banshee, Vintage Ramirez, and Wild Streak 1, all for 800 V-Bucks each. The PJ bundle is still here, Sonar still here, the Toshiro bundle still here, the Power Shongs Locker bundle still here, Fortnite Flow, the Avatar items are here. Oh, here we go, it's at the top, that's why. So the Coachella items are in their own section, okay, and they're at the top. So we got a new the new Mirage Glimmer guitar, that's 1,000. The Festival Keys guitar, that's 1,000. Then all the jam tracks we mentioned yesterday, make damn sure by Taking Back Sunday, What I Got by Sublime, Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat, Song 2 by Blur. Let's see here. Boy's a Liar Part 2 by Pink Panthers and Ice Spice. The Way Life Goes by Lil Uzi Vert, No Wonder. I Want to Get Better by the bleachers, and Ezla, or Ella Bea Soya, wait, Ezla Bon Armado Peso Pluma. They're all 500 each, but you can get the Coachella 2024 Jam Bundle for 2,800, and that's 1,200 off the total, so you get all those. Okay. Then we got the New Horizon outfit, the Cosma outfit. Those are 1,500 each. The Coachella Pulse pickaxe is 800. The Interstellar Butterfly Backbling is 400. The Sonic Surfer emote is 500. You got the Rebellious emote for 500. The Soft Synth Wrap is 500. Or you get the Coachella Interstellar Bundle for 3,000, which is 2,700 off the total. And you get the outfits, the backblings, the pickaxe, the wrap, and the emotes. So lots of stuff there. All right, you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, and for our item of the day today, it's the Coachella 2024 Jam Bundle, because it's got so many good songs in it. You get it for a discount. That's pretty good, you know. And then, you know, these Coachella outfits, like the Horizon and the Cosma, they're pretty cool as well. If you're just looking to get an outfit, if you're not playing festival, then I do like those outfits. Alright, there you go. That is the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.